The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
In 2004, Richmond City found out how vulnerable it was to flooding when Tropical Storm Gaston put much of the historic Shaco Bottom underwater. Many residents and business owners then looked into flood insurance. Nicole Riley with the National Federation of Independent Business says her members were shocked at the extra expense.
Customers really were stunned by the rate hikes that they saw under the National Flood Insurance Program. And so you are seeing a little bit of an entrance by the private marketplace about offering flood insurance outside of FEMA.
Riley says the National Flood Insurance Program is the only real provider, and its monopoly is driving up costs. Bill Tibbins with Farmers Insurance says most businesses just prefer to take a risk, but the most common methods to mitigate costs are control mechanisms.
Using walls, drainage, levees, these are often very costly and sometimes work and sometimes are inadequate depending on, you know, the level of that particular storm's impact.
He says to help manage risk, FEMA does provide grants which are underutilized. He adds that improved state maintenance, construction, and storm preparedness guidelines might help, but Virginia does not have enough fortified homes, which are costly but reduce damage. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.